Black Chicagoans vowing to make Chicago red as migrant crisis roils Windy City. By Warner Todd Houston on January 5, 2024. Black Chicagoans are increasing their calls to turn Chicago red in the coming elections in response to the growing border crisis that has flooded their neighborhoods with illegal aliens at the behest of welcoming Mayor Brandon Johnson. Windy City residents Kata Truss and Mark Carter appeared on Fox and Friends First on January 5 with the vow to vote for Republicans in 2024 after the massive failure of Mayor Johnson and the Chicago City Council to deal with the influx of illegal immigrants. The Democratic Party has always neglected to pay attention to the Black community, Truss told Fox News host Todd Pirro. That is traditional, and because we have been so committed to supporting that party, they feel that they can continue to disrespect us, to marginalize us, to not hear our voices. Truss went on to slam Johnson, who only took office last May, for his obsession with sanctuary policies. If the Democratic Party is not going to listen to us, if the Democratic Party is not going to stand up for the people that have supported this party, then it's time for us to make a change, Truss added. Now, let me just say this as well. The Republican Party is not spotless, but we do need to say at this point it's time to do something different. Truss also warned her fellow citizens that you can't keep doing the same old thing and expecting a different outcome. And she concluded that this is why it is important for the citizens of Chicago to turn Chicago red. According to officials, some 27,000 illegal aliens have been sent to Chicago since August of 2022. And Chicago's mayor has shifted as much as $138 million to vendors to care for the migrants. For his part, Mark Carter accused Mayor Johnson and the city council of trying to do away with Black voters. And so, we're going to do away with the, he added. It took a while for people to cozy up and warm up to Donald Trump. I heard his message the first time. I understood that the Democratic Party had done just that, done away with our humility. And so I am one of the ones who was already Team Trump a long time ago, Carter exclaimed. I knew that he would push that immigration plan to push these people back into the country to close the border. And Joe Biden did the exact opposite as soon as he got in office. Carter recently took to his X account to reiterate that Democrats are bringing in millions of migrants from south of the border to replace Black Americans. Carter and Truss are not lone voices in the Chicago neighborhoods. The turn Chicago red sentiment has been growing among many Black activists of all ideologies as they react to the growing efforts of Mayor Johnson to denude their neighborhoods of resources that are then redirected to support free housing, education, health care, and food for illegal aliens. In November, a group of Black Chicagoans held the rally on the city's south side, torching the city government for taking resources away from them and giving it all to illegal aliens. This group also pledged to vote Democrats out of office. One speaker slammed her elected officials, telling the city council, "We support the candidacy of Republicans, independents, and Democrats who oppose Sanctuary City. They are not representing us. They are representing everybody else but us," she railed. "In illegal immigration, and everything else, we voted for you to get into these positions of power so that you can represent our interests. And we have concluded that you're not representing our interests. And we are organized. We're organizing to remove any politician, Black, white, otherwise, if you're not going to represent the interests of Black people in the city of Chicago." Another group of protesters met in City Hall in December and revealed similar sentiments, with one woman saying people will no longer vote for machine Democrats and will seek out independents and even Republicans. Truss was also there. "I have buyer's remorse," Truss said of voting for Johnson, adding, "For any independent candidate in the city of Chicago, any Green Party candidate in the city of Chicago, and any Republican candidate in the city of Chicago, now is your time, because we are done with the Democratic Party." Carter has been on the attack against Democrats for several years. In 2020, he blasted the Black Lives Matter, BLM, movement as being a fraud. "This is the media creating this picture. This face, this imaginary, like the Wizard of Oz," he said of the BLM movement. Right now, one of the biggest misconceptions in the media is that every time something's organized, they flip it under the Black Lives Matter banner, he said of the media's laziness to report the real issues in the Black community. "This so-called Black Lives Matter movement, they're not in these communities. It's all a hoax," Carter insisted at the time. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.